You ask the questions. The stem cells are the answer. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. You ask the questions. The stem cells are the answer. I'm preparing a seminar for Jamaica and for New York, and this is the basic theme. You ask the questions, the stem cells are the answer. Now, when I give my seminar, when I give my talks there, when I'm going to be enjoying the people and the wonderful workshops, talks, and seminars there in the Temple of Light and in the New Life Center of Truth in Brooklyn, I'm going to have some very interesting discussions, because right now I want to know how to utilize my 10,000 undifferentiated stem cells that are born daily in my brain. How can I use them? Well, now, these stem cells are brand new, and they are ready to do most amazing things. Science has been doing a lot of research with stem cells. And what they have found out, they take the placenta stem cell, or the infant stem cells, and they put them into the body of a person who has a liver that's not functioning right, or who has a heart that's not functioning right. And the stem cell has a tendency, not a tendency, but a direction, to put that into proper order. Because the stem cell is the undifferentiated cell. It is a cell that gets the label heart and not heart problem. And so the heart is the original integrity, the original aspect of the heart. The original aspect of the heart is wholeness, right action, peace, truth. And these are the things that are stimulating the stem cell, and the stem cell is stimulating it. The two work hand in glove. And as they work together, they bring about a most amazing response. They bring about wholeness in the heart or any other organ that they're working on. Now, true science is going further and further and further and finding out other ways in which they can handle it, other ways in which they can work with stem cells or with cells that are stem cell types and have them do miracles in the healing of the body, in the bringing to right order of the body's functions, so that the body will be a perfect organ for whoever is holding it. Yeah. I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and my stem cells are listening to me. I have 10,000 brand new stem cells every day born in my brain, all throughout the day, you might say. And so continuously, I have a cadre of new, wonderful stem cells waiting to jump, run, and leap into the action of my desire. But I have to put the desire there. I have to put the thought there. I have to put the cause there. I have to give them what I want them to do. They're perfectly happy to do anything. They're perfectly happy to be sick stem cells or whole stem cells because they're undifferentiated. They have no idea what is the better way to be. Now, you and I, we think we know what's the better way to be. We think the better way to be is wholeness. And so, we should, therefore, have in our mind, in our heart, in our thought, continuously, every moment of the day, every single instant of the day, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is a temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. It's perfect, it's perfect, it's perfect. Now, you see, as I say these things, as I enunciate these things, and as I put this cause in motion, the stem cells are eagerly waiting to act upon something. And they'll act upon any contrary thought or positive thought, whatever direction we want to go. So, we are going to learn by our affirmations and by our direction of our thought, by our intelligent response to the realization that the stem cells are waiting to be told what to do. we're going to learn to tell our stem cells what is it that we really want done. We don't want to say to our stem cells, these are the appearances. For if we say to the stem cells, these are the appearances, then the stem cells will say, well, is that what you want? That's what you've been doing. That's what you've been having as the appearance in your life. Is that what you want? And we have to say to the stem cells, no, that's not what we want. We want wholeness and perfection. We want to be our original purity and integrity. Our original purity and integrity. And the stem cells say, well, we are our original purity and integrity. We are absolutely perfect. Now, we are going to go to work and blend with whatever organ you put us, whatever attitude you put us, whatever bodily function or mental function or spiritual function that you put us, and we're going to reveal that which you say you really want to experience. And so when you say you want to experience wholeness, 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 then we work only on wholeness. But if you say wholeness, illness, illness, wholeness, wholeness, illness, illness, wholeness, you're back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, we don't know what to do. So we just take one of them and jump on it. And the one that sometimes is more dominant is the illness, because you're more harmonious with that, you're more in tune with that, you're more excited about that. At least you're loudest and most definite about it. Now, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm whole and perfect. And you don't have to get too excited, but just be definite about it. Certainly be more definite than, oh, I feel terrible, oh. And you see that, oh, I feel terrible, and oh, it gives a lot of power. And when we say, I like me, oh, I am so happy, I like me, my body is a temple of the living spirit. Wow, it is so good, it is so perfect, it is so wonderful, it is so beautiful, it is so super duper duper. And you see, then our baby stem cells that are listening to this, they say, hey, that sounds like fun. Let's join in there. And in their undifferentiated form, in their catalytic form, and they are catalysts, and their catalytic form, they catalyze the wholeness in us, and they bring about the wholeness in our life and affairs. It's just that easy, just that definite, just that wonderful, and just that powerful. But it's up to us where we are going to land our thoughts, where we are going to put them to work, how we are going to bring them out. Science gives us the information that training my stem cells can be done in a very wonderful way. And my body is my thought. My body is my stem cells doing my bidding. And I activate my stem cells daily, my brain stem cells daily, with affirmations of truth about myself. The practitioner lives in me using the tools of unconditional love for whatever purpose I choose to have it be. And so I train myself moment after moment after moment. I train myself in a positive, dynamic way. I train myself to recognize and know that I am this wholeness, I am this purity, I am this perfection, I am this allness. That's all that matters. That's who I am. And I train that. And it is who I am. And I love it. Life is wonderful, isn't it? Life is truly wonderful. And it's up to us how we are going to enunciate it, how we are going to bring it about, how we are going to put it to work in our life and our affairs. And however we do it, that's how it's going to be for us, and that's the joy that we're going to have. Now, are you ready for such joy? I am. Are you ready for such peace? I am. Are you ready for such magic? I am. I am doing it, enjoying it, and loving it all the time. And life is great. Have a wonderful day. Put this cause in motion for yourself, and know that this cause brings about for you whatever it is you desire for yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.